It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, our guest says phrases like boys will be boys and man up can create a narrow idea of what it means to be a man for young kids. A Wisconsin author shares his own experience and expert advice for raising boys to be good adults. First, a Wisconsin law regulating how people can get criminal convictions removed from their records could make it harder for them to get jobs. Right now, having a felony or misdemeanor conviction on a record could prevent a number of people from being employed, which could have a long-term impact on Wisconsin's economy. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Institute looks at the impact this law has on people and how amending the law could help grow the state's workforce. Joe Pietrangelo is a senior researcher for the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Joe, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us how this process called expungement works now in Wisconsin, Joe.
Yeah, so currently a person can request expungement at a sentencing hearing. So that's the only time when it can be requested. What expungement is it seals a criminal record from public access. So it prevents the public from seeing that and can help a person move on and reduce barriers for them moving forward.
What are some of the ways that expungement is limited here in Wisconsin compared to other states, some of our neighboring states in particular?
Well, one of the things that's unusual about Wisconsin's policy is what, as I mentioned, you can only have it the decision on your eligibility made at sentencing. In other states, you typically will complete your sentence and then go back and petition for expungement, which gives the judge a better sense of where that you've progressed and you are worthy of or deserving of getting your record cleared. So that's one big difference. Another thing in other states, you can petition for expungement no matter what age you were at the time the crime was committed. An unusual thing here in Wisconsin is you had to be under the age of 25 at the time you committed the crime to be able to petition for expungement or request expungement. So that's another unusual thing. There are a couple other things as well. A non-conviction, so the case ends in an acquittal or dismissed charge. In Wisconsin, there's no provision allowing people to expunge those records, where in other states that is possible.
How many people have successfully gotten their a criminal record expunged in Wisconsin in recent years?
The Badger Institute, a different research institute, did some research on this recently and found that about 2,000 cases are expunged per year in Wisconsin. So that's just an estimate.
And in your report, you look at a bunch of different options, different possible changes to the expungement process here in the state. What are a few of the things that you're looking at, and what kind of difference would they make?
Yeah, so we looked based on what we saw as differences with other states. So that was a big part of our analysis, was comparing how we're different. And then the options were things like changing, allowing people to petition after they've completed a sentence for expungement, or allowing them to petition for expungement of cases that occurred in the past. Currently, that's not allowed. A change like that would have a really large impact potentially on the volume of cases that could be eligible, because people could go back for things that have happened over a number of years and try to get those sealed. So that would have potentially, we looked at Milwaukee County as the largest county and where the most cases are handled, and that we found that could have thousands of cases could become eligible if a change like that were made. We also looked at removing the age requirement and allowing people of any age to petition for expungement. That would also have a large impact. We looked in Milwaukee County, it would probably be hundreds of cases each year that could become eligible.
Talking to Joe Pietrangelo. We're talking to Joe Pietrangelo, senior researcher for the Wisconsin Policy Forum. A new report from the group looks at the way criminal records can be expunged, taken off the public record for people in various circumstances. Joe, let's talk about the economic impact of this now and how this could affect people looking for jobs.
Yeah, so that the angle we came to this issue from was for workforce development. We've done other research in the past on barriers to employment and found that criminal backgrounds were a very common barrier among Milwaukee area job seekers. So that's where we were coming from with this. We can't really give you numbers in terms of how many people could get back into the workforce exactly across the state, but based on some of the different changes we're looking at, we did find a large number of cases for a lot of these changes that could be eligible, and that could really eliminate a common barrier among Wisconsin's workforce. And when we're at a time when unemployment is down to around 3%, and an estimated 1.4 million individuals in Wisconsin have criminal records, this could make a significant difference.
I've seen some reaction from open records advocates saying, yes, it's too bad about the economic impact here, but there are cases where the public has a right to know if someone's involved, say, in a future crime, if they run for office later in life, something like that. The public should have access to this kind of information about people.
Yeah, and really that is a really good policy question that has to be debated. There are different interests in this kind of situation, public information access versus the privacy of individuals and the potential for people to move on from past offenses. So that is a tension in this kind of issue as the policymakers are considering possible changes.
One possible option you suggest in your report that sounded interesting was the idea of, and I think some states do this, a certificate of rehabilitation. So not necessarily taking something out of the records, but something that someone who has been charged and convicted of a crime can show to a potential employer. How would that work?
Yeah, so we found over a dozen states that have these types of certificates. So typically people would petition for a certificate after a certain period, like a waiting period after completing a sentence, and then they would go into the court and basically present their case, and then if the court deems them rehabilitated, they get this certificate which they can use. So then if employers are seeing records online, which is how a lot of employers are finding the records online, they can complement their application with this kind of certificate, and that can be helpful as well.
State lawmakers have been responding to your report today, and we see this afternoon State Representatives Evan Goyke and David Steffen announced that they will reintroduce expungement reform legislation. What are your thoughts on that and your hopes for potential changes?
Yeah, well, we had seen that there were bills in 2017, both in the Assembly and the Senate, that passed with overwhelming bipartisan support, but there were differences on the two sides that weren't resolved, and so there wasn't any change in that at that time. But certainly, moving forward, there will be additional proposals, and we'll see what happens with it in 2019.
Joe, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Joe Pietrangelo, senior researcher for the Wisconsin Policy Forum. He joined us to talk about a recent report looking at how the state's criminal records laws could keep people out of jobs.